Really?
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Tim.
Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. You are listening to episode 571.
Five to that 71.
We are recording out of Chicago, Illinois, or somewhat Chicago, Illinois. I guess your area is considered Chicago.
It's like Little Mexico.
Yeah, which is fine for me. I mean, yeah. Just
wonderful. You feel right at home. Yeah. Sorry, that's my dog. That was me.
That's your dog.
Shut up.
So, all right. So, I don't know what is going on here. Like, I'm either fighting a cold or I'm having some allergy attack or something.
Oh.
I don't feel sick, but my eyes feel puffy and my throat itches.
It's probably allergies.
But everything's dying, so why would it be allergies?
Well, it's probably because they're still releasing stuff. I mean, hello, you saw the slew of bees that were trying to fucking make nests in my house.
Y'all, Roger's house is about to fly away.
Seriously? Like, seriously, it's going to be like the fucking house in Up. Like, literally.
They're like building the nest right up under your bedroom.
I know. That freaks me the fuck out. Like, I feel like one day I'm going to wake up and be like,
well, you're going to be bee man. You're going to have bees all over you.
Well, thank God. Wouldn't I'm not allergic. Weird?
You're allergic?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, I was going to say, well, where's the EpiPen?
Knock on wood, I have not been stung yet, so I don't
know. You've never been stung by a bee in your life?
No, never, ever. I am... Did you not see how I almost leaped over this entire, like, tower of...
It doesn't even feel that bad. It feels like a tattoo. But as a kid, it's like your worst fear.
Right, you're like, ah, God!
I got stung on top of my foot. I've stepped on a bee before because, mm-hmm. You know, in Virginia, we don't wear shoes.
West Virginia?
Virginia.
Right. I love how what's his name? Zeffarino?
Zeffarino.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Does he listen to the show?
I don't know if he does. I know he knows about it, but I don't know if he listens.
I love how he was like, you do realize he's from Virginia. I'm like, the joke's on you, asshole. I was like...
I've been stung on the tongue before.
Oh my God, how did that happen?
Well, so what happened was...
Were you licking a honeycomb?
No, when we were little, the
I hope everyone got that.
The pool was our babysitter, the public pool. So our parents dropped us off at 7:30 in the morning.
You mean la pool?
La pool. La piscina.
Yeah. Ooh, she was blue.
They would drop us off at 7:30 in the morning and pick us up like 3:30, 4 in the afternoon. And as a kid, let me tell you, I was tan as shit. But that my parents would like pack us a lunch or whatever, like a little cooler.
Uh-huh.
And it would have like a soda or, you know, whatever. So we would leave the soda out while we were swimming and a bee got inside my drink. And I went to go take a drink and it stung me on the tongue. You know how you get those little bumps on your tongue that are really, really fucking sore?
Yeah.
I think it's like when your taste bud bursts
like
or something.
You burn it.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Times like 1,000.
Times talking like your tongue has been numbed at the dentist.
So you totally talk like this a little bit?
And imagine when the pool people are calling your parents at work and your parents at work are like, and what? I was like, oh, okay. I guess like, I'm staying.
Oh, God. You'll be fine. That's awful.
That's how classy my parents were.
Oh.
Classic
Ricky parents.
I'm really upset I had to use a parking permit at your house today.
That's okay. I have plenty.
I hate using them.
I know you do, but you know what?
You know, I'm just going to stick it to the man and park for free.
Right. That's not really sticking it to the man. Sticking it to the man would be parking without a ticket. And as they drive by, they'd stick it to you.
Hey.
Right. That's awful. No, I really, like, I fear
I can't believe you've never been stung by a bee. How many listeners, like, because I think there's going to be more listeners that have been stung by a bee than not stung by a bee. So if you are a listener to the show and you have not been stung by a bee or a black jack or a yellow jacket or a wasp or... I got stung by a wasp at my mom's house when I was there for her funeral.
Those are worse.
Yeah, because they keep going. They don't stop like honeybees do. Like, once a honeybee stings you, they die. But a wasp and a yellow jacket, they just keep going. It hurt real bad.
Is that what we have here?
Yellow jackets.
Really? They look like bees to me. I don't know, but
they're
huge.
All some type of bee. I mean,
I don't know. They're fucking huge. And let me just tell you,
Don't touch the cord.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to recreate what I hear. And okay. I'm not even lying to you when I hear it this loud.
I'm just let you know, I don't hear that.
Oh.
So you're really crazy.
Oh.
Speaking of batshit crazy.
Okay, wait, before we get into that.
Oh my god, I cannot wait.
I know. So, how was your week? Let's do that first. And okay. Then we'll get into the good stuff.
My week was good. I just worked. My boss was out of town this week.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when the boss is out of town, you know what happens.
You gotta play.
Nothing.
Nothing. You get stuck at work doing stupid shit.
Yeah, that's about all I did there. I didn't do too much. And this week, Tony was sick a few days. So
I don't know. What's wrong with him?
He had like a cold. Okay. And so he's over it now.
Is it because he left the house with his hair wet and it was cold in the morning?
And he had air conditioning on, probably. Oh my God. What was the other? There was another Mexican myth that came out that he said that I was just like, Roger's going to say that's a Mexican myth. What was it?
I can't imagine what the fuck it was. It was probably something stupid.
It was have to do something with the windows or being cold. I can't remember.
I mean, just fucking stupid. There's no such thing as it. I love Tony, but no. That's dumb. There's no such thing as this bullshit. It's retarded.
So, I haven't really had anything interesting going on this week. What about you? Positive week.
Besides trying to kill a bunch of fucking bees, I literally have killed like over 10 bees in this last week. Literally have killed over 10 bees. And with the exception of like roaches and spiders, like I really don't want to kill these things because I know there's like an abundance, like we're running low on them.
We'll never run low on roaches. Ever.
Never. Ugh. But like, just, I'm not, like, yellow, like, bees, because I know there's, like they're we're running low on them, and they pollinate and all that crap. I don't really want to kill them, so I try to stay away from them as much as possible. However, when you was in my house, trying to sting the shit out of me, you're going to get killed.
Are you one of the people that spray like Windex on them or whatever?
Oh my God,
you
I just
get?
Did that this morning. I did. There was one by the window in the kitchen, and I heard the fucking bzz, 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 and I'm like, oh my God, that's all I hear is fucking buzzing. And so I went to the. I saw it like try to crawl up, and I feel really bad, but I didn't have the insect spray that my mom has, so I grabbed a Windex, which was what I could spray, and I was like.
Y'all, welcome to Mead Avenue Honeycomb
Central.
Central. You'll be able to buy all your raw honey here.
Right. Just come on up to the house and take a chunk of the brick, because I guarantee you it's going to come the fuck off. Oh, and then I fucking feel like something crawled in my ear, because I hear...
Ooh, I bet it's an earwig.
And what is that?
You don't know what an earwig is?
No.
Oh, you'll have to look it up online.
Oh God, I hope it's not that.
I hope it is. No. Because it would be the greatest thing ever.
No, it's not.
Have you ever seen that show Monster Inside of Me?
No.
Oh, you should see the one with the earwigs.
No. Thank you for terrifying me. You're such a great friend, asshole.
Only true friends can make you feel like that.
Right. Yeah, clearly. It's, yeah. I mean, besides that, like, I've just worked and
How's your arm healing up?
Oh, it's fine now. I mean, the tattoo's pretty healed, which is really, it's interesting because usually I get like this grossness on it. Like it starts to like bubble and all this crap. And it
looks they had to shave a lot of hair off your arm. So when the hair comes back, are you going to be able to see it as well?
Yeah, because it'll be finer.
It gets coarse over time.
No, but look at the side of my hair. I know.
Ew.
I told him, I said, do you not know how long it took me? It took me.
You should say, can I get a electrolysis on this too while you're at mom here?
I'm gonna have to like get some like mineral oil for my ear because it's really bothering me. Seriously, like
should put a Q-tip down there and try to pull the earwig out.
Stop! It's not an earwig.
You should look up a picture real quick of an earwig. Wait,
you're touching something.
There's something.
It's this cord. This fucking janky ass cord. We may need to go buy some today because this is ridiculous.
So while he's looking up the earwig, you guys, I don't know if you noticed, but we posted a few times this week of our, it sounds like it's happening when you touch your computer.
No, it's not. It's cause this part right here.
All right, let's pause this.
God.
And we're back.
That's fucking, is it fine?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's awful.
The earwig?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's probably inside your ear.
No, it's not that.
I don't think you guys have them here.
No, we do have them here.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
We used to have a lot of them. Not like, I'm just going to move it a little bit further.
Like in abundance.
They used to come out like in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in your mailbox and shit like that.
Yeah.
So what we were saying before, we were so rudely interrupted by the microphone cord.
No, it's sinus. Like it's like my ear is dripping. So it's kind of like if I didn't
maybe
have
you
that,
need
my
to do
it.
Maybe you need to do the candle wax thing. Have you ever seen that where they melt the candle wax and then pull it out?
Yeah, ooh. That's kind of what the mineral oil will do.
Ew. No.
So if I do have anything that's in, like if I do have anything that's in there, it'll kill it and then it'll just come out.
Ew.
I'll flush it out. I don't have anything in there. It's sinus. Like
it just itches.
It doesn't itch. It's just like I can feel it like popping. Like if I go like that, like I can hear it like pop. But it sounds like I'm so fucking paranoid because it literally sounds like a wing that's like flapping.
You would know if that was a bee in your ear.
Oh, like, well, I would know if it was anything in my ear because it would hurt. But it doesn't hurt, so it's
and you would hear it.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is you might have seen us post a few times this week of our new YouTube channel that Roger has decided that he was going to take care of and really hasn't done a damn thing to it. But we do have a video up, one of our first videos, and people seem to like it.
First of all, let's clear something up. What exactly do you want me to do? I'm not exactly.
You need to design it because it has
like. Design that? Like, well, I don't just put it. Are you just talking about putting a picture? That's it?
Well, that requires some research.
And the same thing with the Google Plus page. Okay, first of all, let's...
Like here, look. Like this. This is what the public sees right now. Like,
no, but I don't have stock pictures of like foul monkeys. I have to rob them.
Look
from
up online.
Facebook page. Sorry,
Google search that shit.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway... So we have our most current episode on there. We have decided that we're going to call it Tales from the Road.
Yes.
And it's basically...
Oh, by the way, Adam contacted us, so I'll have to talk to you about that afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's basically us just when we go out around town, we used to record, but now we're going to videotape it instead. And these videos are only going to be on YouTube. They will not be
connected
a podcast.
Are we going to connect them to the... website?
Yeah, I want to work on that so they can go to the website and view that too. But these are only available on YouTube, so they will not be showing up in your podcast feed when we have a new podcast. Okay. So you'll have to go and check them out. They're usually, this one was what, 15 minutes long?
So like almost 18 minutes long.
So, you know, they'll be depending on how long we drive to go to the place we're going to.
Right.
I think we're doing one today, and yes. Roger's going to be driving, so.
Yeah, you're going to be road rage Rhonda.
Yeah, all you, y'all going to see me real skirt.
We ain't going to be scared. I mean, he drove through the backwoods of West Virginia. He'd be fine.
West by God, Virginia.
All right, so the rest of my week, let's continue.
Okay,
go ahead. Rudely interrupted.
No, the microphone cord did.
Yeah. Oh, I see. That was really it. I had issues with a couple people, and I'm really kind of over a few of my friends.
Maybe you need to step back away from them for a while.
I'm not.
Sometimes you have to.
I'm not going to put anyone on blast in particular, but I just have to say that, you know, it's very difficult as and we're going to get real serious right now, real serious.
Right.
It's very difficult when you are the only single person in your group of friends when all your friends have a couple.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, stupid. there's a difference between being single and owned. Missy.
Elliot.
Right. it's very difficult for me in particular to have I don't want to be like, oh, woe's me, but like, I really feel like I don't have any like real good group of friends right now because everyone is so coupled off. Like, I don't have any single friends at all.
Mm-hmm.
And because like, even like, for example, like Jewel, she's married. Pookie, she's damn near married. My other friends that live in Evanston,
damn near married.
They're married. And it's like all my friends are married and I'm really the only single person in my group. And it's difficult, you know, like it makes it really difficult to like want to hang out with them. There's a lot of things that are going on that just kind of it puts me in a really uncomfortable position sometimes. And it just sucks. It really does suck.
Well, you know what this means.
What? Then you go jump
time,
off a bridge.
Or that. It's time to get a mail order bride.
Right. And by mail order, we mean
mail.
No, but it just really sucks because you know what? It changes the dynamic of the friendships. And it makes it really hard because I feel like sometimes like when they're going through, you know, when the couples or the people, when they're going through their own issues or their own whatever, it's like they tend to project on to that single person because it's like they're the person that they can run to talk to because they don't have that other significant other. So they can just have verbal diarrhea. I am not your punching bag. If you have issues at home,
I am not your counselor.
If you have issues at home, don't take it out on me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna be your friend.
Yeah.
You need to treat like people need to treat me with respect, and they need to treat me.
You'll have to give me more detail about this later because I am interested.
Yeah,
and I know that you don't want to say anything,
no.
Which you shouldn't.
No, but I just want to, you know. But that's just. But it's like I feel like I just don't. I don't like the fact that I get the brunt of a lot of it and they don't and these people don't see it.
And because what they're saying to you, they should be saying to their other half.
Exactly. And it's not just those. It's others. So it's just like it's like I feel like I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get into that and I don't want to like argue because it's pointless, it's stupid, mm-hmm. It's petty. But at the same time, it's like enough is enough. Like I'm not your punching bag. I'm certainly not going to be the person that you can get away with all that shit.
Well,
and not have repercussions.
What's wrong with saying, you know what? I don't really want to hear this right now. I mean, if you're with your friend and you're supposed to be going to dinner or whatever. Let's talk about something different.
Yeah, I mean, in the most part, like it is kept like that, but there's other things that are kind of playing in the mix, and I'll tell you about that afterwards.
Well, Tony and I have the perfect relationship. You'll never hear us complain.
Well, right. That's because you know better.
Because he beats me
with
the chunkla.
Oh, God.
He says, chunkla, I run, and I sit on the floor.
You're like Ivy?
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with yourself, so you hide?
Yeah.
So it just sucks. And, you know, it's like, You know, I know that I have my own quirks and shit, and I know that I can be sometimes difficult to deal with. And I am certainly the first person to tell you that. But I just, the sheer disrespect that I have gotten in the last couple of weeks from certain people, and it's just like, wow. Like, I know you know me for a long time, but don't treat me like a, you know, a punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that you are responding to something that may have been between us or whatever, but like, don't take your frustration out. Redirect that frustration to something else, because don't direct it to me, because it's clearly not coming from a place of like, it's between you and I.
Uh-huh.
It's not. It's coming from a place of like, I'm having trouble at home, so I need to take it out on you because you are my friend and we've been friends for a while. I can do that. But then it's for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't,
well, it's the only the reason to do it is because they're releasing their own stress and they don't have to worry about their partner or their boyfriend,
exactly,
or girlfriend or
right.
husband,
so
or wife.
While everything is peachy going off on their them. End, it's like everything is like kind of fucked up on our side. It's
right.
like, no, like that's not cool. And so I don't know. It's just, it's just been that kind of a week. And so I, you know, it's, I hate to do that because I want to hang out with my friends, but at the same time, it's like, honestly, like I look at that stuff and I'm just kind of like, you know, sometimes it's a little bit easier just to, it is sometimes easier to just be
straight.
Right. Eat that vagine. To
just
kind of sit back and not hang out with people, because then at least you know what you're going to get.
Then you got time for you.
Yeah, supposedly.
All right. So we have a phone call. You want to play one?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Maybe. Play that message, white boy. Play that message.
Hey there, Foul Monkeys. Ricky E. Rohan. This is RC calling. Just calling to say what's up. Still listening. I've kind of been staying away from the podcast a little bit just because it kind of depresses me that I'm not going to be able to make it to Vegas this year, which will be really sad. And with the past 2 years, and yeah, I won't go this year, but I'll go next year for sure. Hopefully it'll be a lot easier on me. But anyway, yeah, just wanted to say, hey guys, and it's funny to, mess with Roger online, because he gets all pissed. I like it whenever people say things, Roger, that Latino temper comes out. It's all funny.
We've heard this one
but,
before.
Oh, we did?
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, oh. I hope you guys have a good time in Vegas.
Like, we've heard this one
I
before.
Hope you're having a good.
Sorry.
Shit. I'm like, we heard this one before.
It sounded brand new to me. All right, let's play the other one then, because we do have another one from someone that's very sexy.
P.S. I'm a white woman with PMS, so I'm having a PSL in your honor, Ricky Burton.
What?
Oh, he called afterwards. That was Hendrick. He was like,
is he having a PSL?
He was a white woman with PSM, and oh. He was having a PSL in my honor.
Oh,
because apparently ours came out like September 23rd, and it hadn't came out in Germany yet. And last year was the first year Germany had ever had the pumpkin spice latte. So he goes like batshit crazy when it goes out. I can't. We have another phone call, so don't okay. take your headphones
I know.
Off.
I'm just, it's hot. I'm hot.
It's actually pretty cold in here.
Moving along.
Girl. Oh, I'm getting ready to play the next message, so. Why don't you just say you don't want to listen to him?
Shut up.
Oh my God, shut up. All right, here we go.
It's just, what do you mean? It may make it on the show. I always make it on the show. It's me. Hello, monkeys. I'm Hendrik. I'm calling from Germany. Just got back from Berlin. Busy, busy, busy. But I wanted to take the time and phone with real money to say thank you for my little song yesterday. And in the background, you're going to hear the train announcement, because, you know, privacy is not an option here. Yes, I'm enjoying the last couple of shows. kudos to Mr. Positive Percy, who has made an appearance. Otherwise, I still love you guys. I still listen to all your little going on. And I still make fun of the Americans. And as you can hear, she does too, in German. So, love you lots. Keep on the good. And see you next year. Ciao.
That was like, that was kind of creepy, like if he was like right next door.
He was, he goes,
I, oh paid, my god, Hendrik, you're here.
He paid real money to make that phone call.
Real money.
Yeah, because he was trying to use Skype and he said Skype doesn't work well with Google, our Google number. Oh, really? I was like, oh, I didn't know. Maybe that's why nobody fucking calls us. Which you guys,
God forbid you use a cell phone.
You can give us a call. Well, Dennis called us on the last show while we were recording.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
If you ever want to call us, you're more than welcome to call us while we're on the, while we're recording. We record Saturdays
at 12 normally.
Typically.
Sometimes. We were doing it on Sundays, but now I kind of want to have my Sunday free. So I decided to come over here on Saturdays instead.
Which is, I think it's fine because it actually ends up working out. But I end up not.
It's a work in progress.
Shut up. What do you want me to do?
It's a work in progress.
Shut up.
Anyway. So, thank you. Well, wait, in the words of Big Fatty.
Well, thank you for calling, Hendrik.
I can't do it as good as he can.
I don't listen.
Hendrik, thank you for calling.
I don't listen. I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about on the next show. We got Crazy Bitch.
Wait, are we ending already?
Well, because we're at 26 minutes. So we're going to make a 30-minute show and another 30-minute show.
Oh, okay.
We got Crazy Bitch coming up on the next show. We got our review of American Horror Story on the next show. We got one of our favorite podcasts that we started listening to on the show. We got some. You're just going to have to download it and see.
It was news to me that we were doing a 20-minute show.
Yeah, it's almost 30 minutes.
Is it really?
It's 27 minutes.
Oh, God, you talk so much.
Oh, okay. Thank you, calling for Hendrik. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
And
for
if anybody
Hendrik.
Else wants to give us a call, please do 863-666-0377. And especially since we're going to be doing these recordings and stuff now, and you can actually see our responses, maybe you guys should get some subjects that we can talk about, or respond to our video with a question you would like to hear for the next video, or a subject you'd like to hear for the next video.
Yep.
So make sure you go over to YouTube and check out our videos. And yes. Is there anything else? Roger ordered his new mic.
I did. I ordered my new mic, which should be coming, thank God, because this mic is a piece of shit.
Well, except for this one that I'm talking on, all the other mics are the original mics from when I started.
Even this one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's probably why. I mean, I to be quite honest with you, I don't think it's the mic. I actually think it's the cord.
It's the user.
Yeah. No. Bitch, you know how loud I talk.
Just cleared out the board.
Right, exactly. Boop.
All right. Oh, and then we got to talk about the competition between you and John Ong on the next show, too.
Oh,
and I was on John Ong's show. It'll be this Monday coming up. It was me and Pinoy Boy.
I can't wait to listen to that.
And we talked about our iPhone 6s and how much we are size queens. So you'll have to make sure you listen to that. And I think you might post the video too. I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to that.
Yeah, you weren't because you're not white.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of you guys were minorities, minus you.
No, I'm still a minority. They were just double minorities.
Just because you're gay and white does not make you a minority.
Yeah, that makes you a minority.
Whatever.
I should totally go to college for free.
And speaking of the definition, you are correct. A carcass is an animal.
Thank you. Thank you.
That bee in my ears.
You wasn't trying to hear that.
I was not trying to hear that.
So I
admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong. But it's still a carcass to me.
You're crazy. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Tim.
And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.